I'll just give a few sort of impressionistic remarks. My first comment is that if you look at Carol's slides, that it's fascinating to me that London, New York, and Hong Kong follow not the gradations of history, but the leap of history. Is that? Give me yours, please.
Always relying on the MTA.
That's partnership. That's partnership.
So when you think about Carol's slides, the land use density questions is really history leapfrogging, not being incremental at all. That London moves to New York and New York moves to Hong Kong. And with that then becomes land use patterns that this kind of density overlay has a chance to leapfrog over. The Canary Wharf project moves way outside of London and develops. The World Financial Center is created on landfill and moves outside of the central district that Lee's described where the MTA serves. So that is part of the challenge that we face in terms of where will we build. Think of the challenge that Bruce Ratner's face in Atlantic Yards, where you've had exactly what you could describe as a transit-oriented development resisted heavily simply because, not simply, for the complex reason that the community around there does not match the height, density, and character. So you have the brownstone versus the skyscraper, although Atlantic, I think, is the MTA's second largest transit hub within the city, which lends itself to the very model that Hong Kong represents. Lee also went over fairly quickly the unique financing mechanism that the Hong Kong government has in transforming land use, green fields, and a hand-in-glove development opportunity, much like the Hudson River Yards project, but taken to the nth degree where the financing is so driven off of the land value and the development that it takes place that you can build projects which far exceed what would be sustainable in New York City on an economic basis given land use patterns and the economic return here in New York, and that skyrocketing scale of return in Hong Kong is a function of the vertically integrated relationship between government, the organization that's building, and the private sector that seeks to build it. But there is still an opportunity here in New York similar to that, which is Governor Patterson's vision for Moynihan Station, which stays as a transit-related project, working with the private sector to leverage the land around Moynihan Station to create a high-density project that would be historically at odds with that community, but now is recognized as where appropriate density may take place. The last thing, though, I think is somewhat of a cultural one, that while New York may have been the original skyscraper city, it is not within our culture and how we think about how we live. And to bring that kind of vision and density must be done within a sustainable model of an environment that people are going to want to live in rather than where they think they currently do live and where they might go when they're moving someplace else. And I think, you know, let's be clear, there is a dystopia associated with skyscrapers that we need to address. That the movie Blade Runner captures when you do not have a homogeneous society all seeing a single vision, but rather you see a multiracial, disconnected, disembodied political environment in a built environment like skyscrapers. And what that dystopia is the American anxiety of the kind of lack of control of your home in a very large, urban, dense environment. So concluding, it is only when we've created a visual and a social vision which creates green, which creates sustainability, which creates a sense of place, which creates a sense of home, which is the last project that was there, that we convince Americans that that is in fact your future and your location. Will the level of density be realized as simply a place where we want to live? And then marrying the economics of New York overlaid against a very different land use, historic land use pattern, and then finally starting with what are the characters of the neighborhoods that the MTA is servicing, and can you then bring into communities? Imagine Sunnyside, Queens, thinking about this level of density as a dialogue that I think Leah said starts today and is going to have to take us through 30 to 40 to 50 years of reimagining New York.
Thank you.